This is Focus on Domestic Violence, a public affairs presentation. I'm David Pike, Executive Director of Mitchell County Safe Place.
And I'm Samantha Phipps, Executive Director of the Family Violence Coalition in Yancey County.
Well, we've made it through another holiday season, and we're back in the new year again. And unfortunately, though, domestic violence doesn't take a break and have a holiday like we did. And I was struck by a couple of news articles that have been in the news recently, and I wanted to kind of talk about those and what they mean for victims of domestic violence. But if you remember, over the holidays in California, there was an incident where a man was going through a divorce with his wife, had lost his job, had been forced by the courts to pay child support, and he didn't have the money to pay it, and was under a lot of stresses of one kind or another. So he worked out this plan where he dressed up like Santa Claus, mm-hmm. with weapons and whatnot, and went in and to his in-laws' home where they were celebrating the holidays and killed everybody there and then set the house on fire.
And then he killed himself.
Mm-hmm. And then more recently, in the last, right around the first of the year, in Asheville, there was a case where a man was going through a similar situation. He was mm-hmm. in a divorce. He had lost his job. He had, not lost his job, but I guess his business was failing.
Yeah, he had the driving range that wasn't doing very
right.
well.
And so he went to his wife's house, killed her, someone who was renting a room from his wife, and a
next-door neighbor.
And I don't know what the implications of all
then
the...
Then he killed himself.
Then he killed
himself. So there were four involved there.
Killed himself after he had taken the children and gone to a cousin's house or something. But anyway, both of those situations, I think, have a lot to do with violence in stressful situations. I thought we'd talk a little bit about that today.
Right, yeah. We don't know all the details about the history that these couples experienced, if this had been an abusive male throughout the history of the relationship, or if the circumstances under which he was dealing with the divorce, child support, losing this, losing that, if all that just built up and he lost it. So we don't have the details on that. But with that in mind, knowing that we don't have full details yet about the history, we wanted to touch on some topics about stress.
Right. There are certain things that cause stress from a psychological sense, but any kind of separation or divorce between couples, obviously that's a biggie. I remember seeing a psychological rating scale where they rated different events in your life and give point values to them. And one of the highest was like a job change or a separation or a mm-hmm. death. Anything like that causes stress. You've got the holidays, which is a change in a situation. Lots of issues around holidays.
Yeah, financial stressors with the holidays, but also the expectation that we're supposed to be happy.
Absolutely.
Can put stress on you.
And a lot of us aren't happy around holidays for one reason or another. A job loss, that was common in both of the cases that we just discussed. And a job loss on that scale I was talking about earlier, that has a high point value, particularly for a man. I mean, a man has a lot of self-esteem wrapped up in a job, so if he loses his job or has a cut in pay, then that's going to cause a lot of stress in his life. The loss of your kids. I mean, here's a situation where suddenly you have exposure to your kids every evening, and now maybe once every other weekend you're going to see your kids. That's a stressful situation.
Exactly. And tied in with that is the new pressure of having to pay child support, and
right.
you may have lost your job and don't even have money to put a roof over your own head.
Right. And judges are very pro-children. They tend to want to make sure the children are taken care of, so they force the man or the woman, as the case may be, to pay child support. And if you're in a low-income situation, you may not have enough money to pay your own bills, much less having to pay your ex-wife. And then there's always the situation of being demonized. And I think, you know, when people divorce in our day and age, we tend to want to demonize the partner that we're separating from.
We do. And we can touch on this a little bit more later, and we might even have her on the show. But a friend of mine does a type of counseling session or sort of a divorce celebration or ceremony. We tend to be ritualistic creatures, and we need some sort of way to deal with life-changing events, and we don't have a really good way of dealing with
right.
divorce. We'll talk about that more later to make it less demonizing.
Right. We're almost out of time for today, so we'll continue this discussion next week. But let's give them a phone number in case they want to talk to one of us.
In Yancey County, the crisis line is 682-0056.
In Mitchell County, our 24-hour hotline is 765-4044. Thank everybody for listening, and remember that stopping domestic violence begins with who? It begins with me and you.